The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Before Jesus calls his first disciples, he proclaims a message that becomes known as the gospel, or good news from God. God is ready to rule our lives. Those who realize this will respond with repentance and faith. I begin reading at verse 14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
I brought with me this morning two books. I love books, especially books that tell me about the Lord. One of them I brought is Horton Hatches an Egg. Have y'all read this book? None of you read this book? You've read this book. Can you tell me what Horton does? He hatches the egg. But you know, Horton didn't really want to. You know, he was asked by this really lazy chick to hatch the egg. And he finally said, "Well, okay." And he worked his way up into the nest and he sat down on it. And the lazy chick went off on vacation to Florida and decided she wasn't coming back. And poor Horton had so much trouble, but this is what he said. "I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful 100%. Now, I don't know if an elephant's truly faithful 100%, but I know that God is. So this book reminded me of some stories that I found in this Bible. God, throughout the stories, is faithful 100%. One of them you heard Mr. J read. It was about who? No, not Joseph. You're close, though. Jonah. God was faithful to Jonah. He even had the whale do what? No, he didn't eat him. He spit him out after. You're right, after he ate him. And then he spit him out. Another one we heard not too long ago was when Jesus was a baby. And Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple to be dedicated. He wasn't yet baptized, but he was dedicated. And there was a very old man there who God promised that he would get to see Jesus before he died. And there he is. Simon got to see Jesus only because God was faithful 100%. Now, do you suppose God would like it if we were faithful 100%? Absolutely. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, thank you for being faithful to us 100%. Help us to also try to be faithful. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's time, said the expectant mother to the young, frazzled husband. It's time. It's time to go to the hospital. It's time, said the nurse to the patient in the hospital room awaiting surgery to remove a cancerous growth from his kidney. It's time. The surgeons are ready. It's time, said the warden to the prisoner on death row. It's time to go. When we hear that phrase, it's time, there's something that's going to happen. And a lot of times it's life changing. For most of our lives, where we go about our daily routine, doing the things that we normally do, but then we hit those moments where someone says, it's time. And maybe we've been waiting for that, like a mother and a father waiting for the birth of the child. They don't know exactly when, but there comes a time. It is time. Or sometimes it can be very joyous, like that time of birth, that you're waiting for that. And even though it is joyous, there's still a rush of adrenaline and still excitement. Or maybe it's a time that you dread, like facing surgery or facing execution. We have our ups and our downs, but a lot of times they're punctuated with, it's time, it's time. For Jesus, it was time too. He came preaching and teaching, sharing that good news, and he came to these first disciples, and he says, it's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. I always kind of wonder what's going through the head of these disciples, because they jump up and they go, they follow. There's some clues maybe in other parts of Scripture. The last couple of weeks we've been reading out of John's Gospel. This morning we're reading out of Mark. Last couple of weeks we were reading out of John's Gospel, and some of these names came up. That some of these had been maybe disciples of John, or at least had been down there to the River Jordan to be baptized by him, or at least had heard John. And John had pointed out Jesus and said, behold the one, the Lamb of God. And so they had heard of Jesus maybe before. Or if we look at another place in Scripture, in Luke's Gospel, the parallel to this story today, Luke tells it a little bit different. Jesus is out teaching and preaching and spreading the good news, sharing the gospel with people. And he is already becoming well known because when he makes it here to the shore of the lake, he has a large crowd following him. And he asks these fishermen if he could just get in their boat, if they'd push off from shore just a short ways. And he sits down in the boat and he starts to teach the crowd. And when he's through teaching, he asks these fishermen to pull out into the deep water and throw out their nets. And they throw out their nets, and the nets are busting full with more fish than they have ever caught before. And he calls them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Jesus tells these disciples, "It's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Mark tells the story a little bit different. The gospel that we read this morning. Mark doesn't mess around. Mark's gospel, as you probably know, is the shortest gospel. He doesn't fill in a whole lot of details. There seems to be something about Mark that is just, it's got to take place. And even here in our reading today, we see the word immediately a couple of times. It's time. Now is the time. Immediately. It's time. Come follow me. The kingdom of God is at hand. And the amazing thing is that the disciples do jump up and they follow him. You know, the disciples probably had their lives mapped out for them. They were fishermen. They were young men. They were fishermen. Their fathers were fishermen. Probably their fathers before them were fishermen. It's what they knew how to do. That's what their life was supposed to be, was as fishermen. But all of a sudden, they hear this phrase, "It's time." And all of that changes. Now, when Jesus calls them to come follow me, he's not calling them into some fairy tale life, because there is still evil in this world. That's why Jesus is here. He is here to combat the evil in the world. And for the disciples, it was not going to be easy all the time. They would see amazing things, though. They would see Jesus heal people. They would see Jesus feed multitudes with just a few baskets of food. They would see Jesus walk on water. They would see him calm storms. But then I'm sure there were a lot of nights as they were traveling around the countryside that they were hungry, that they didn't have enough food, or they would have to camp out right on top of all the rocks. It wasn't always easy. And then at the end, I'm sure their hopes were dashed because Jesus was arrested. He was condemned to die. He was beaten. He was tortured. He was tried in an unfair court. And he was condemned to death. And he did die on that cross. I'm sure it was devastating for those followers, for those disciples, these disciples here who Jesus calls at the beginning to come follow me. But then too, they saw Jesus after the resurrection, that Jesus did rise from that dead. And the lives once again of these disciples were changed because they were filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And they went out and they proclaimed the good news. They spread that message. They had other people hear this word of God. It's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. That's our call too. Jesus tells us, it's time. The kingdom of God is near. It's time. There's different ways that we hear that call of God. This morning we had a couple of baptisms. And if you noticed, in that baptismal liturgy, there are several calls. There's calls to those babies being baptized. "You are called to be my child," God says. "You are called to come into my kingdom. You are called to be blessed. You are called to have eternal life." For the parents and sponsors, there is a call there too. You are called to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments. As they grow in years, you should place in their hands the Holy Scriptures and teach them in the ways of faith. And there's a call for all of us gathered here in the midst of that baptismal liturgy as well then too, that we are this Christian family, that we too have a responsibility to help those parents and those sponsors, to help that child to grow up faithfully, to provide a way for them to nurture that child in faith. We are called in our baptism. We are called into that cross and that resurrection of Jesus Christ. Also, too, today there's another sense of call after our worship service this morning. We have our annual meeting. It's a call to all of us who are members here at St. Paul to be here, to join in the discussion, to hear the business, and to help make decisions of the ministry here in our congregation. Many people, or several people, have answered the call to positions of leadership. And they are called for service to a specific task, maybe as council members, maybe as a nominating committee or audit committee, or one of these other committees that are elected positions. But all of those who have not answered the call are also called in a way to help support these people and to help support the ministry that happens here at St. Paul Lutheran Church. God calls us. It's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. That is our commission. That is our call, to go out and fish for other people, to spread that good news, to tell that gospel to people, to care for other people, and bring healing, bring the healing and the Holy Spirit of God to others. It's time. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, be baptized. Come, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.